Now, a different kind of drug is a monoclonal antibody, and the one we use commonly in transplantation is OKT3, which is an anti-CD3 antibody. Remember, CD3 is the specific part of the T-cell receptor. A monoclonal antibody is based on hybridoma technology, and OKT3 is made in a mouse. You can see in the diagram on the left, monoclonal antibody production. An animal is immunized and develops cells that produce antibodies. These cells are fused with tumor cells, and then they select out the specific cells after fusion that make the antibodies that we're interested in. Now, the mechanism of action, again, for OKT3 is not completely understood. It causes T-cell depletion, that is, cells with the pan T-cell marker CD3. There can be lysis, there can be margination of the cells, there can be receptor blockade, there can even be loss of the T-cell receptor, so the T-cell is essentially blinded. This drug is usually given once a day for anywhere from 10 to 14 days, and it can be given through a peripheral vein as opposed to the polyclonals are usually given centrally.